Do you and your partner drink about the same amount of alcohol?
I don't think so. I drink enough so that we end up at the same page at the end of the evening.
So who drinks more, you or him?
He does, for sure. I mean, he's got, you know, 40 pounds on me, so if he wants to get his party going, then he needs to have a few more than me.
I'll have to agree with that. I think we arrive, like you said, arrive at the same place. We party the same, but in order to party the same, I consume more. Not on purpose. I just do.
Well, you might want to grab a drink right about now. A study from Norway has revealed that the amount of alcohol you drink with your spouse could predict your marital success. The researchers collected data from nearly 2,000 married couples and discovered that couples who consumed approximately the same amount of alcohol were less likely to divorce than those couples where one is a heavy drinker and the other is not.
Yeah, sometimes if I arrive at a party late when he's been there before and he's way ahead of me, I either have to leave or get as drunk as he is so that I can tolerate being in his presence.
It sounds like you two both drink at about the same level. So you're probably going to be fine. What do you think it would be like if, say, he was the heavy drinker and you weren't drinking very much at all?
I think it would have ended immediately because the drunk version of my partner is super irritating when I'm sober. So I need to medicate to help out with that.
I just want to say that the drunk version of my partner is super irritating.
The divorce rates were higher for couples who both admitted to being heavy drinkers as opposed to those who rarely took a sip. But surprisingly, the highest divorced rates were among couples where the wife was the biggest boozer, but the husband wasn't. Nearly 27%, in fact. But reverse the roles and have the husband as the heavy drinker, and the divorce rate drops to 13%.
There's a point of pride that dudes have about how much they can drink and how well they keep it together. Hey, I have drank all this and I'm still totally fine.
Generally, the type of woman that says things like, I can drink you under the table, is probably not the wife type for most men. So absolutely, I think it's all about the male pride around drinking. I don't know many circles of women who talk about how much they can drink.
Actually, you're not far off. The researchers speculated that the divorce rate was highest when the woman was the heavy drinker because women can't always handle their alcohol as well as men, so drinking heavily can add risk to the marriage. Plus, this type of drinking could be judged as incompatible with female roles, which would also threaten the marriage.
There's also that silly phrase that came about, I'm a cheap date. That's usually not used by men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two glasses of champagne and you have to pour me into the cab.
Hey, I can drink an entire 40-pounder of whiskey and not bat an eyelash.
So before you uncork that lovely bottle of Merlot, you might want to check in with your special someone to see if you're both on the same drinking page. For CBC Radio, I'm Diana Francis.